Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is now 21 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock, and as I've been telling you, I'm going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with Red Oak City Administrator Lisa Cotter with me this morning. How are you this morning, Lisa?
I'm good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for stopping by and visiting with me this morning. I appreciate it.
No problem.
On fairly short notice.
Always available if I can be.
Okay. A couple of things. Red Oak Jams. Rock
Summer
the
Jams. Rock
Summer
the Oak.
Jams. Last one tonight.
Yeah, we're super excited. It looks like the weather is absolutely behaving. We always need a little rain for our farmers and grass.
So you're confident about tonight?
Absolutely. Don't you look at me like
what,
that.
What time does it start?
6 to 8:30.
And it's going to be a fantastic. How much is it going to cost me to go enjoy?
It is a family fun free event. And just a reminder, we'll have the Elks serving beverages and 4 or 5 food vendors down there. So come hungry, come thirsty.
That does
cost. It's about the only thing that costs you. But coming in, if you eat dinner before you come, or we prefer people, you can't bring in any alcoholic beverages yourself, but you bring in a little cooler or something.
You've thought the summer concert series has gone well.
We are really excited. We had 800 people each of the first two nights. Got lots of positive feedback, and so we'll be having a wrap-up meeting in the fall. But we are pretty confident between Rotary, the city, and the Elks that we will continue these in 2027, kind of decide if there's any tweaks that we want to make. But we think it's been a really great event downtown. Obviously, our historic Fountain Square space is a really nice place to have this venue, a little bit different than some of the past ones. So if you're coming and you haven't been there, bring a lawn chair, since there's lots of green space in the park and everybody kind of spreads out and has a good time. And the band tonight is Touch of Gray. I think they have Southwest Iowa connections, and people seem to know them that, you know, have lived around here. And so we're excited to welcome them to Red Oak and hope to see everybody tonight.
So the forecast for tonight.
Yes.
The very latest one, there's a 50% chance of showers, but mainly after 10 p.m.
Exactly.
You'll be wrapped up by then.
We will.
Okay. Then Saturday is the
car show.
Yeah, it's Saturday.
Yes.
So there's a lot going on in downtown Red Oak. Are you ready for that?
We are. We had our staff meeting on Tuesday, as you know we always do, and just talked about things that we needed to get ready for them. They're a well-oiled machine.
They've done it for a time or two.
Car club, and so we appreciate them putting that on. And I know there's lots of car connoisseurs, people that like to come and look at those old cars. And so if you are in town, in the area, in Montgomery County, stop down to the Fountain Square again on Saturday and see some of the cars that the car club is putting on.
All right. So go and enjoy one of those activities. Okay, here's what you agreed on short notice to come visit with me. Last city council meeting, was that this? That was
third.
That was the third. There was, and I was at the meeting.
As I was.
And you were there. And so Carrie Schalters kind of runs the meeting electronically. And,
correct.
And, well, yeah,
pretty She's much runs the Zoom meeting. Person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I noticed a look of, like,
uncomfortable. Yes,
uncomfortable. What's going on her face? And then I see some feverish typing. And so there was an event that happened during the Zoom meeting.
Yes.
Okay. Which turns out someone had logged on to the Zoom meeting and taken control of one of the spaces in Zoom and put up some inappropriate images. Use your imagination. That's pretty much what was put up on.
Right. And it was also to make it clear it was cartoons.
Yeah.
Like, not humans doing anything that were like live and in person or real skin pictures. It was like these weird cartoon pictures of inappropriateness.
There's so much weird. Just use your imagination. There you go.
There you go.
That's what was up there.
Yes.
Okay. So that was shut down as quickly as possible.
Yeah. We, you know, and it's called a whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really know about it. I don't think I've ever used it. Obviously, I think a lot of people that use Zoom share. So you're like, hey, I'm going to share my screen.
Yeah.
But this is something called a whiteboard. So there's like three images up there. They must have, you know, and you learn as something like this happens, kind of what are the measures that you can take to do better at not allowing people to do that. Yeah. I always thought, like, when I initiate a Zoom meeting and somebody's like, hey, can I share my screen? And then you say, yes, I can. You can go ahead. So that seemed a little weird, but yes.
Okay.
That's what happened. And we shut down the meeting.
The Zoom meeting.
Yes. So anybody that was on Zoom was no longer able to hear or see what was happening.
Okay. Has that prompted changes in your policy with Zoom going forward? Will you still continue with Zoom? Will you have tighter security? What do you do?
So we had one other incident one time, if you remember, I think you were there that night, where that was like somebody wasn't muted and they were just yelling out stupid obscenities about stupidness. So that in that case, we muted people, like forced the mute. What I believe made it a little bit easier for our meeting is in the spirit of transparency.
Which, by the way, you go above and beyond to be transparent with what you do. I just will note that.
I try to be. I think that in any place that a citizen wants to be, they have a choice to make to educate themselves about the government, and we have a choice to make it easy, more easy, less easy, difficult, not difficult. And so I tend to lean on the side of let's be transparent. And so what I was going to say that I think is the thing that makes it super easy for people is that I typically did this post that's like a red, white, and blue image that says there's a council meeting. It says the date and time. And then in the text of the post, not in the picture itself, in the text of the post, I say, hey, if you want to zoom in with us, click here. If you want to go to our YouTube and watch it later, click here. And the final thing is if you want to see the packet, which is, again, a very big document, what the council gets, everybody else has access to, that click here. So it's really easy to click. Now, I would say the change when you ask what are we going to do different, the other option for people to get to that link is that we have our council packet online. At the bottom of every agenda, whether that's one page or two, there's a hyperlink to join the Zoom meeting, and then you can click there.
Yeah.
I think that extra step of effort probably tries to wean off some of the people that are not getting on there, because instead of just being on Facebook and clicking like, oh, let me see what's happening, they need to go to the packet, and then click on it. So if you're intentional, which we have a lot of people that are intentional, then that's a little extra effort, and I think that's our main thing that we think, besides Carrie was looking into how do you make sure this whiteboard is not accessible to people.
Okay. So you really, I guess it would ultimately be a council decision, but...
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody say that.
No one is really saying we're going to shut this down.
No.
I mean, you're going to maybe change to the way you push it out there, or it's available, so you have to be intentional to go to it.
Yeah,
because so when you put it, like you said, on Facebook,
it's just easy.
It's just people, random people scrolling through. Hey, click on that.
Exactly.
See what happens. So this would be people that really wanted to go to the meeting. Still there.
Yeah, and a lot of the people, I know you get my series of emails, but we have one email that goes to the council and the media, and then another email that just goes to a lot of random people that are not random. They've intentionally asked to be included. But it might be a group of, I don't know if it's 75 people or something. And so they all get my agenda in an email. They've asked for that. And so those people tend to be the people that at least, you know, I'm not the one operating where Carrie is, but I think those are the kind of people, whether it's, you know, Chamber, MCDC, other media sources sometimes can't show up. You're pretty intentional about being there, but some other media outlet people maybe can't be there live and in person, and so they're zooming in. And then and what I don't like about the idea of completely cutting it off is that people who want to watch it live and in person, we really don't have a lot of people trying to comment legitimately where they're raising their hand like, hey, can I make a public comment via that method? I think most people show up if they want to talk, but I just think there's always opportunities for people to do things that try to stymie efforts from organizations like ours to be transparent. And I think we want to err on the caution of getting too extreme.
Yeah.
That we shut things down and become less transparent because of an occasional random person that made a bad choice. And the world didn't come to an end. A couple people saw a cartoon image of something dumb. And we move on, do better, Carrie researches things, and then we try to kind of tackle it each time. Just like, you know, there's, like you said, when we were talking before we got on the air, people get hacked all the time in different organizations. And you can't say, well, we're no longer going to have online banking because something happened at the bank or someone happened with a credit card. You don't just shut that down and go, now we're all going back to.
Well, I mean, there are a number of school systems through Kansas last year that got hacked and shut it down. Well, they didn't get away from the system. You make the improvement and fix. You don't shut it down, because in our world, in our society, if you just say, well, I'm going to get hacked, I'm going to shut down. That's not really a great solution.
Yeah, we're going to go old school again.
It just doesn't make sense to me that you would consider doing that.
Right.
Now, it is an opportunity to learn.
For sure.
For sure. So.
And I think that we always have to be learning, and we just have to take those opportunities to see. One of the things we talked about was that, you know, again, we wouldn't be selecting who gets in or out. But the act of allowing people to come into the meeting where they have to request it. And then, again, it's just a delay that makes it not so fun for someone that's just being silly.
Right.
I don't subscribe to people are just intentionally out there, like, looking to mutilate our council meetings. I think they're just dumb people that click on something and then they're like, oh, look at this. This would be funny to be an idiot, really. They're just whatever. Yeah. Like, oh, that was funny. Thanks for doing that.
So,
but it is unfortunate because, again, there were a couple other media people who were like, oh, are you going to put it back up? And the problem in those moments is that while we're trying to conduct a meeting, it's hard to pause for 10 minutes and allow us to go like, okay, now we're going to get a new Zoom.
You gotta reset.
And how do you get it back to the people who should be there when you know, like, pick Nick from the paper?
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows Nick that works at the Express. Good guy. He's like texting me during like, hey, are you putting another thing on? And I'm like, we don't really have time.
Yeah.
So that's the unfortunate part.
Yeah.
So I think all proactive actions before the meeting to try and minimize it is the best course of action.
Okay. So again, and I know that this has been a topic. I've had, I don't know, a few people comment to me about what happened at the city council meeting.
I think it was a big scandal.
What happened at the city council meeting? Well, I mean, someone assumed control of a space. And I don't know that it was necessarily even a hack. They just
grabbed a hack. They just went on the Zoom meeting.
Right. So, but in our world, things can be hacked. I mean, people could grab control of, well, everything. Talk about ransomware. Talk about, remember the pipeline that was shut down in the eastern U.S.?
Right.
Yeah. A major pipeline shut down. Just hack, grab control of it. So those things happen. But you learn. So you really don't see going away from electronic, be it Zoom or YouTube or however you want to choose to do it.
Definitely not.
Not. You might change the way you push it out to the public, like you say, not put the link necessarily
right
there. Or
the steps you have to take to participate.
Okay.
And I think, you know, there's, you know, we pay for a Zoom account. It's not very expensive, but I always think it's funny. Like, when I was in Eldridge, Iowa, I got there 7 days before COVID blew up, and I remember we like all had to have these daily meetings with the county health department, and that was the first time where I was like, wait, what's Zoom?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we never even used it. Like, think about the profits that Zoom has made after COVID, and so they have, you know, when you pay them, I don't really use it very much in terms of having to contact them, but there has to be people there that we can reach out to, again, intentionally and be like, hey, here's a couple of things that have happened to us in our public meetings. Tell us things that we can do besides carry just troubleshooting and looking for things. So,
yeah. Okay. Anything else that you would comment on that?
No, I think again, you know.
And I would, yes. I don't want to interrupt.
No, you're good. I just think that we can't be so reactive to swing pendulums from one extreme to the other to say everybody wants government. Like, raise your hand if you think government should not be transparent. No one's going to raise their hand. And so everything that we can do to be cognizant of being transparent and then also not be so extreme to be foolish, but not swing a pendulum to say, well, because something happened, we're not going to have these video opportunities for people. Because I really do think, you know, I think back in 31 years of my career, like, how life is different. I mean, I had to make paper packets and the police had to pick them up from City Hall on Friday night and deliver them. And, you know, now we can instantly send packets out. There's so many different ways that modern technology makes our lives easier, sometimes better, and then there's these blips of not better, and we just handle them and react appropriately to, we're going to do what we can to make sure that doesn't happen, but let's still be good stewards of sunshine laws and information to the public, which obviously for you as a media person, I know that you appreciate, and it is important to you on behalf of the public.
It is, and I think it's important, and I again, not to be on my high horse here, but it is public information. You're talking about tax dollars. You're talking about the business of the people.
Yes.
Now, I'll be honest, in Montgomery County, in Southwest Iowa, and our county governments and our city government, there's not a lot of national security issues.
No.
Most, there are valid, specific reasons to go into closed session and have those private conversations. And the code provides for that. Other than that, it's public information.
Exactly.
So get it out there. That's my opinion.
I agree. Right. And I don't think you're wrong. So
yes,
thanks for talking about it. Because I think, as you always do, you try to cover things that people are talking about. I didn't really get any. I did have one person talk to me about it, but it was good to know that you were getting talked to about it a couple more times.
And city council, did you see what happened? I was there. I saw the expression on Carrie's face.
I did. So, I saw her looking too, and I think you saw it. You didn't say anything, but I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, I knew something was going on.
So then we paused for a quick second, and I said, you know, to the mayor, please announce that we're discontinuing this meeting and I feel bad. It's almost like you want to, sounds silly, but like, should you pre-plan a backup address? Like, that seems really extreme, right? That you could be like, all right, now we're just going to at least quick email it out to people and not post it. But I don't know. Let's hope that we can minimize it. I've been here. It'll be 2 years next month, and it's happened 2 times. 2 years. I know. You've known me for 2 years.
Wow.
Your face. You're like, wow.
That surprised me. 2 years.
In September. Well, I was here. Interesting. So I was – the weekend that I was here was the car show. So it was exactly 2 years this weekend that I came for my interview.
Well, isn't that something?
And then I started in the middle of September. And so in those 2 years, it's happened 2 times. So, we have 2 meetings a month. So out of 48 meetings, it's happened 2 times. That's a pretty small percentage.
It's a rare thing.
For sure.
And you know, you go to quite a few meetings, and it's very rare. So, all right. Very good.
Thanks for having me.
You have one more time.
Summer jams.
Summer jams tonight.
6 o'clock, Fountain Square. Yep. No rain.
Yeah.
No rain is coming.
We're going to, yes, that's until
if Aaron, after. If Aaron and Aaron, we're inviting Aaron to come and join us. He kind of had this thing like, oh, maybe I'll have to be at the studio for the weather. I'm like, no, not
that's
during the concert.
I like your
and
confidence.
And Melanie might be.
I like your confidence in that whole deal. It absolutely will.
I'm speaking life into summer jams. No
words,
death.
Your words matter. Your
I
words
do.
Matter.
Speak that, life.
There you go.
And we think it's going to be fun. Join us at 6 o'clock. Live music from Touch of Grey, food trucks, beverages. Bring your lawn chair and your friends.
Thanks for stopping by. And again, very short notice. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.
You too.
Red Oak City Administrator Lisa Cotter with me this morning.
Rewarding work in a financially solid company that's been around for more than 50 years.